It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Just a quick reminder, tomorrow night, Altcast on Monumental 2. We will be covering Caps, Blackhawks. You could witness history. Ovi's a hat trick away from breaking Wayne Gretzky's all-time goal record. He's very capable of scoring three goals in a game. It could happen tomorrow night. Could happen over the weekend. It could happen back at Capital One Arena when they return to play the Carolina Hurricanes.
April 10th. It'd be epic if he did it with a hat trick. But you know, sometimes the greatest players come up big like that. Mm-hmm. Remember when Cal Ripken was breaking the streak? He was hitting home runs in the big moments.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be interesting to see over the weekend when he does it, if he does it.
Yep. So we wanted to
Pretty cool. It would be cool if you had an opportunity to see it live, but it would be really awesome next Thursday if he's already tied it, or if he has an opportunity to tie it next Thursday at home. Because the place will go nuts.
It would be best at home.
Be nuts.
I mean, it would be awesome if he did it at Capital One Arena.
They're going to go nuts. They'll have some sort of crazy. If he does it on the road, they'll have some crazy celebration planned.
I get it, but it's not like it would be here.
Yeah.
So we wanted to get into this article that's on ESPN.com where assistants and other players are trying to explain
why
Ovi is so good, specifically from his office, from where he scored more goals than anywhere else during his NHL career.
You mean the one-trick pony?
Yeah. That still rankles me that Panger went with that phrasing, but we'll try to put that on the back burner at this point.
How much would I have to pay you to go to a dinner with Panger and Kevin Willard?
Oh, man.
Yeah, who do you like?
It'd be a lot of bald guys at that dinner.
Who do you like more?
Who do I like more of those two?
No, he has to go to dinner with both of them.
I have to go to a dinner with both.
But how much? $1,000?
I'd probably order skirt steak. It'd be so good.
You'd do it for $1,000.
$1,000 for a good dinner?
Of course.
Yeah. Sure, yeah. I'd go.
But you know who you like more? You know who you like more? Pang. You know why? Because he at least was somewhat contrite, and he tried to say that he had all this respect for him, and he wasn't trying to slight him, even though he did.
Yeah, I mean, Kevin Willard is basically...
Kevin Willard's just been a douche.
He's like a snake.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
I think he's the new public enemy number one.
Over a Panger.
I think he's surpassed. Off the list.
Yep. Right now, like Ron's way down on the list.
I've forgotten about him. Yeah. He's harmless. He's just out.
Willard right now is public enemy number one.
He is.
He's like above like Dan.
No.
Yeah, because Dan, it's over.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, Dan's out of sight, out of mind.
But it's all such Maryland fans. A lot of people don't care about Maryland.
There's a lot of Maryland fans, though.
I mean,
it's a massive school. It's pretty big. Not as big as Commander fans, but anyway.
All right, so we wanted to get into some of these details from the article. And Steven Stamkos is quoted, and this guy knows what he's talking about, tied for 22nd all time with 577 goals in his career.
Nubs goal.
I mean, he's got nearly 600 goals in his career. He doesn't have Ovi numbers, but those are pretty good numbers.
Third of the player that Ovi
is. I mean, that's a Hockey Hall of Famer.
All right, he's kind of nubs.
He said that there are numerous moving parts that have to fall into place to score from the face-off circle. The shooter needs playmakers who can distribute, and he needs to find space to get to the face-off circle. Being in the right position leads to east-to-west passes, which result in shots that are hard for the goalie to stop. And then an assistant talks about how, I think we touched on this earlier, what Ovi does with his shot, comparing him to a baseball player. He said many NHL players practice one-timers with the idea that if the puck is off by 6 inches, they won't take the shot.
Mm-hmm.
Ovechkin will take that shot. The quote is, if you groove a fastball down the middle, any guy can hit that, the assistant said.
Right.
What about a pitch on the edge of the strike zone? That's what Ovechkin does so well. He can hit all those pitches.
And also sometimes, you've all seen it too, where the puck's like knuckling around, it's bouncing around.
Yeah, it's up on its edge.
It's far from perfect, and he still has that ability to still rip it.
He said he can take those imperfect passes and not only get pucks on the net, but he can get them through defenders and put them in a difficult place for a goalie to save.
Right.
Dude, he's a freak. Athletic freak. His mom was an Olympian, 2-time gold medalist.
Mm-hmm.
His dad, I don't know if you call it professional soccer, but he was a big-time soccer player. And since the age of 2, he saw hockey and he would drop everything and just play hockey. His whole life, you know, was geared towards becoming a hockey stud.
I get a little bit pumped for Trotsky pitching in on the fact that he's not a one-trick pony.
Mm-hmm.
He said,
talks about what a great passer
Barry
Trotz
said, quote, they've been so good for so long, and he's a much better passer than people realize. Trotz said of Ovechkin, who's 56th in NHL history with 724 assists. Quote, if he knows he can't get the puck through, he's a good passer as well and doesn't get enough credit for that. Wholeheartedly agree, Trotz.
I read this really long article because everybody's gearing up for him breaking the record. Mm-hmm. I think it was in The Athletic. And one of the things which jumped out, which you're talking about his skills, and the article on ESPN is a lot about his skills and you know, the little details. But it's his mind and mentality. He still loves it. You know what I mean? Totally. Like, a lot of guys lose that passion. And look, he was chasing a championship for a while, and the article that I read was talking about how he also changed his life. Like, he was a playboy for a while, and was, you know, now he's married and he's settled down.
Kids, yeah.
But he, you know, he also was a guy who didn't want to just be known for being the greatest goal scorer. He wanted a championship, and then he finally got it. Now he's just having fun, and you see that when you watch these videos. You know, whether it's the song that they're singing or just these pregame things, and maybe all hockey teams do it. But he seems to be one of the engines
and also,
for when they're like hitting each other before they get on the ice the goofy stuff they do.
He seems like the most beloved athlete.
Great teammate, because like when other guys score or when guys get their first goal, when Ryan Leonard scores his first goal, Ovi's going to go nuts for him.
Yeah.
And that's the sort of guy he is. It's infectious to his teammates. He's not only celebrating his successes and his goals, he wants to see everybody else do well too. And he's not like, oh, I didn't get to score this goal, this guy got it. He's not like that.
No.
He wants everybody involved.
He's unbelievable. Yeah. He's like the most liked guy.
He's the best teammate you could have.
He's the most liked guy I could think of.
He's almost the perfect person.
He kind of is.
You know?
And I do think to what JP
said. I like
said,
the description.
Kind of the perfect person.
To his passion and for the game. Yeah. Like, I truly see him playing hockey
he's
50. The rest of his life.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to. Whenever he retires from here, I'm convinced he's going to go play in the KHL for 4 or 5 years or whatever, do that. And then I'm convinced he's going to be in some like elite men's league or beer league until he's dead. I don't think he's ever going to stop playing hockey.
He'll play hockey forever.
He's
got his kids playing hockey, obviously. Like, he's going to live vicariously through them as they come up through the ranks.
Yeah.
By the way, in the article in The Athletic, shout out to Chuck Lee. It talks about...
Chuck Lee's getting...
No, it talks about Hyde Social. It talks about Ovechkin with his kids, that they have a portable basketball hoop, Legos, and he's always doing this stuff. And he says, I wish I had that kind of energy. But it says he takes Ubers around town, frequents Hyde Social, sports bar in Arlington, and pushes his kids in a cart down the aisles of the grocery store. Ovechkin loves Papa John's Pizza. He owns several franchises in the D.C. area, but his pregame meal, chicken parm, Mama Lucia.
He actually owns Papa John's? I didn't realize he had an ownership stake in Papa John's.
That's amazing.
I knew he had a deal with them because if he scores, like, pizza's 50% off the next day, I think is usually the deal.
Yeah.
Didn't know he had the ownership stake. Good for him.
The article's pretty cool because it has a lot of his former teammates. Like, I would never have thought of this guy's name in a million years then. Knubel was featured throughout.
Is it Mike Knubel?
Oh,
really?
Yes.
Oh, I remember him.
Yeah.
He was a beast. Like, he used to get all the cheap goals, right? All the cheap stuff right in front of the net, right?
He probably would have umbrage if you called his goals cheap.
I mean, cheap, but you know what I mean? Not fancy stuff, they're loose pucks.
Yeah, they're
grinder.
Yeah, you're grinding for the goals there. You got to work to get those goals.
Yeah, you got
to
be tough.
Because you're battling with big defensemen.
He's an all-time great. He's truly amazing. But I think that passion that he has for the game is what's really carried him. He has fun.
So I think all the teammates kind of say that. He played with, you were just talking about, he played with Ovi at the beginning of Ovi's career. I can't remember what years Knubel was here, but he was here
like toward the end of his career.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm having a brain fart, but have we talked about an Ovechkin statue? They have to have one. Like, when it's all said and done,
because
we're going to be they're going to be there, whatever they call the arena these days.
Capital One Arena.
They're going to be there. They redid the deal. They're going to be there for a long time.
There will be a statue either outside or inside the arena at some point.
Where would they put it? They need to have an Ovechkin statue. When it's all said and done, he has to have one.
Where do all the fans gather after big wins?
Well, those steps, across the street.
That used to be a Pittsburgh Penguins bit. The fans would go and troll the Caps fans.
Yeah, but don't Caps fans still go that year?
Is it the Portrait Gallery? I'm not 100% sure.
Whatever that was.
I know what you're talking about. Because when the Caps won the Cup, we made the Pens fans move off of that spot.
Maybe that area, though, where you go on the side. You know what? It's like a little.
Well, they're revamping Capital One Arena. So it's going to look different in the next 3 or 4 years.
But that area. You know what I'm talking about? Next to the Clyde.
They're going to redo that.
They got to put a statue there.
Maybe that could be a spot for it.
They got to.
I feel like it has to be in the arena, though.
And what's the pose? Like, what's the classic?
Him holding the cup. The cup over his head.
That'll be the...
Skating with the cup.
It's him bent over in the office, getting ready to whack one.
I think it's got to be him with the cup.
That makes it too much about...
Or it could be the shot from the office. It's one of those two.
That makes it too much about him, like, winning the cup. Because that's a team thing. I don't know.
I think this is the shot.
I mean, even in the Athletics,
it's got to be him grabbing it from Gary Bettman and just holding it up.
Yeah, but look at the great Chase logo.
I know, celebration. It's fine. If I were a consultant on the statue, he's holding the Stanley Cup.
If he breaks it with a shot from the office, it's got to be the office.
Okay. I mean, I'm not going to argue with that.
That's his little celebration pose that he did where he like chalked up something there. Did you see that last night? He did a little
finger point.
He did like a. It was silly.
Could be
like three more to go.
He just chalked it up.
It was years ago, but he definitely did the hot stick bit that he got. Mm-hmm. Like people roasted him for it. Yeah. Now they're not going to do that because it was a little controversial. But it was a good selly by him.
I think people need to call in. What's the pose?
All right, it is an open line Thursday. 800-636-1067.
Good segue.
When they make the Ovi statue, which they will at some point. We're not sure where it's going to go, but when they make the Ovi statue, what's the pose?
They have to have one, right? It's a guarantee.
It's a thousand percent it's going to happen.
Yeah. By the way,
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-based insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
We, a few years ago, spent a lot of time talking
right next to the monument.
A few years ago, we spent a lot of time talking about his weight.
Yeah.
And in this article, Evgeny Malkin says, his body's amazing. People talk about his weight all the time. He doesn't care. He plays video games. And then it talks about some of the stuff he eats. I mean, he's kind of known for this. Mm-hmm. He eats Subway all the time. He eats Cheetos all the time.
Like every road trip, that guy is going onto the team flight with a Subway footlong and a bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
That's so silly.
That's just that one is part of what makes him. Him.
I guess he does chicken parm all the time. And in the article in The Athletic,
it said fantastic.
Years ago, Brooks Like posted on Instagram a picture of him with vegetables that he planned to blend into an organic juice. And Ovechkin commented, add some beer and Russian vodka to the mix.
That's a perfect Ovi response. All right, we'll take your calls next. It is an open line Thursday, 800-636-1067. What is going to be the iconic pose for the Ovi statue when it's erected at Capital One Arena? We'll be right back.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.